good. And all the time. It is great to see each and every one of you. I hope that you've had a great weekend so far. Yes, no? If you're not here, speak up. Not awake yet? Oh, okay. Well, it is great to see each and every one of you. Thank you for worshiping with us this morning. My name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you to First United Methodist Church. If you would open up your bulletin and turn to the announcement page, I want to lift up some things. On Saturday is at 8:30 in the morning, downstairs is our men's breakfast. Make sure you come and enjoy the great food and fellowship. And hopefully this week we'll have some projects maybe for us to go from that place and do. That is my prayer, and that's our goal in the men's group, is to be able to accomplish mission on those days, or at least organize ourselves so that we can do it at some later date. I also want to mention that today is Warm House Sunday, and that is a day for us. Obviously, Warm House will accept canned goods and such anytime, but we lift up the first Sunday of the month specifically, and we have a barrel out there for you to put your canned goods in, or dry food items, and we take them over anytime during the week, so you're welcome to bring those back at any time. Is it full? Hey, yeah. Praise God. Praise God, yeah. That is needed. Also, I want to say thank you to the Joy class. If you notice there, $703 was raised at Lunch Bunch. Yes. And the Joy class would like to thank everyone for showing up. For those who are visiting with us today, Lunch Bunch is a time of fellowship that helps us as a church raise our apportionments, which is a United Methodist mission for not only emergencies here locally, but also around the world, digging wells in Mozambique and feeding people, clothing people, missionaries, etc., things like that. That's what apportionments are. And Lunch Bunch helps us raise that money just simply by you going and eating lunch here. And all that money that you give towards that goes toward apportionments. Also, the staff is reading a new book, and as I like to, I want you all to be aware of it so you can read it along with us if you want. One copy will be in the library, but if you're interested, we want you to know you can call the office and we'll order you a copy. It's by Craig Rochelle. He is used to be a United Methodist pastor, so we have that connection. But it's called It: How Churches and Leaders Can Get It and Keep It. So it is a powerful, powerful book in that regard, and we would love for you to read along with us. I also want to let you know that the youth group, Ignite, got in at 2 o'clock this morning. And looky here, you got a few youth around, so praise God, yeah. And of course, tell you what, all the youth sponsors, why don't you wave your hands? Yeah, they also got in at 2 o'clock this morning. Diane, our greeter out front, was and Tyler, of course, their son, were there. And but anyway, what it was Starlight, and it's called Rock the Light. It is a marathon of Christian bands. And on Friday night, it ended up with Casting Crowns. I don't know if you're familiar with that. And last night, I believe it was Newsboys, right? Oh, yeah. Newsboys, and I heard it was really awesome. So thank you, youth. And if you don't see youth here, that's why they're not here, because the 2 a.m. thing. But thank you all so much for being here today, those who got up to be here. And so anyway, I also want to congratulate the football team. Put off quite a win on Friday night. And if you have anything, whether it's academics or music, or, you know, like sports, whatever it is, let me know, because we want to lift up your accomplishments here in church and let this church praise God because of what you have chosen to do and accomplish. So make sure you let us know. Give the office a call or email the office or myself. So, but are you ready for an awesome worship service this morning?
Yes.
All right. We'll have a prayer and a prelude, and then we will begin with our song of praise after that. Let us pray. Gracious and holy God, we give you thanks and praise this day. You are truly an awesome God. And for all of those families, Lord, who are on the road this weekend, all of those who have called and said they couldn't be here because of their travels, we ask for your powerful anointing to be upon them. May your hedge of protection be all around their vehicle, whatever they're traveling in, so that they can go to their family and come back safely, Lord, and be with us next week. Help them remember that we are thinking about them and praying for them. And those of us who are here today, we just ask God that you anoint us fully with your Holy Spirit. Those who are listening online to our streaming or over the radio, we ask, Lord, that you anoint them fully as well as they listen and worship in with us. We know that you are present here with us, Lord. We understand that, but we want to be deliberate in asking for you to be with us. And so in Jesus' name, anoint us fully with your Holy Spirit, God. Wash over us in a way that maybe many of us haven't experienced before. Help us feel your power. Help us feel your acceptance and your love. Help us feel your grace and your mercy. We love you, Lord. And all the church said, Amen. Amen.